9, Mike Kilo Romeo, testing 123.
And this is KI4DTY. Didn't get your call. I was trying to get to the radio.
Getting back. Again, this is KD9MKR. I'm just testing a new radio. Is it sounding okay? Am I full quieting?
I definitely have some static in the background, but you're perfectly capable.
Thank you much. I just turned up the power a little bit. How's this sounding?
That is much better. You sound really good.
Good. Thank you much. This is KD9MKR clear, and thanks again. Well, what was your call again?
KI4DTY. This is Daniel.
Daniel, this is Scott. Again, KD9MKR, and we're clear with KI4DTY. Thanks for getting back.
Clear. KI4DTY, I'll be clear.
DTYN4ZLK.
Kane, I called out for you a little while ago.
Depending on how long it was, I might have been out of the truck, but I just wanted to hear you say copyable again.
That's a negative here.
I stumble over words, trying to think of something to say, and say the wrong thing when I'm thinking something else, so I'm just giving you a hard time.
But where are you at tonight?
Okay, I'm up here on 85 in very slow-moving traffic, headed north. Mile marker 61. We're going about 5 miles an hour.
I'll tell you what, there is almost nothing more painful than being on the highway going that slow. And I can only imagine driving a big truck. Now, is yours a stick or is it automatic? What is that?
Left, which I prefer. I've driven some of the automatics, but I'm old school, and I feel like I have a little more control, especially when backing up hills. They're still working on that automatic technology, and some of it is still jumpy. They're getting better at it, but I just prefer what I got. And, When I'm getting paid to do this, it's not as bad. If I was trying to get home or going on a trip, this would be miserable. But when I'm getting paid, I'm just sitting here getting paid. So getting paid to go slow or go fast, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, usually when I'm on the highway trying to get somewhere, I'm trying to get somewhere, and it's usually to a wedding or something like that that I can't be late for. And, yeah, it makes me nervous and anxious a little bit.
And I've got plenty of time to get where I'm going and get back to Greenville. And they leave in time, you know, for that kind of stuff. They understand there's nothing I can do if I'm stuck in traffic. You know, they can't do anything about that. So might as well not get stressed about it.
Yeah, I tell you what, Matt, do you have a travel food or food that you like to snack on while you're driving to keep you awake?
Hands on the wheel. I don't do things like that. Usually peanuts or something like that. I try not to eat a lot of chips I don't eat a lot of chips and candies and things like that. I don't like doing that anymore. So try to find something healthy.
I'm with you there, but I'm on the chubby side, so it's just part of it at this point. So, but my go-to is I like to buy Twizzlers, the original strawberries. Or cherry, and I like to leave them out. I call it aging my Twizzlers till they get pretty hard to chew, and that's kind of like my go-to travel food when I'm making long drives.
He kind of eats between doing Morse code with his Nike Daniel in 0T on.
Tom. Sitting right here on my knee, and I'm working Morse code. Not yet. I'm not good enough for that. One day, maybe.
I was going faster than you was a minute ago. I was wanting to get warmed up while I'm working over here. I've worked PT 7BT in Brazil, which is very easy to do. But he was just running about, 26 words a minute. But there ain't a whole lot on there tonight. Somebody's testing over here or something. I hear them. But, okay, now who's that, Shane?
Good yet, Tom. I wasn't ready.
I think it was K3CW, but I was laughing while I was needling you. Go ahead, Daniel.
Better than me, I cannot even come close to doing the CW stuff, so to me that's speaking a, obviously a totally different language.
Daniel, I'm not there yet. Ooh, police officer's going to open the door right there in front of me. There's an accident right here I'm going by. That's what the holdup is. But yeah, Tom, that, that's a multi-car crash here. Anyway, looks like everybody's okay. Tom, that SST contest was on again today, but I had a headache when I woke up and I sat down and then my wife called me. She was on the way home from work. I was going to try to make a contact, but I didn't.
Sitting above me right here. Listen to this one. K3-something GR. They really are zipping along here at about 35. That's ridiculous. That's getting up there with N4 IQ, Shane. Well, Daniel, you never know till you try. Just elbow grease, that's all it takes.
I don't have right now. I'm still trying to keep up just with the regular ham stuff right now. But guys, I've arrived to my destination. I need to go check on this job real quick. But Shane, I'll try to jump on later if you're still on. And Tom, it was good to hear you tonight too. So I'll say 73s. This is KI4DGY. And Shane, be careful out there.
Hey, tonight. Have a great weekend. If I don't talk to you, I always enjoy it. KI4DTY and 4ZLK. Go ahead, Tom.
73, Daniel, nice to hear you tonight. I hadn't talked to you in a while. And where's that wreck at down there, Shane? It's in Gerald TR.
Half a mile before exit 63, which is 290, I believe. But it's in the left side of the interstate, or the left-hand lane up against the wall. There's probably 10 vehicles, including a tractor-trailer. They all banged into each other.
And that gives me nightmares to think about that. Well, what do you do in a case like that? Just sit there till they come along and tow you off?
I didn't do anything because there's no way you're going to move your vehicle off the side of the road because traffic won't let you. You know, everybody else is in too big of a hurry.
That's the truth. Oh, as I get older, I stay away from those places. Well, I just worked that guy a while ago for the fun of it. He was down low, and I like to stay down there on 40. He was on 7002. There's quite a few tonight from 7018 on up. But that high-speed stuff, some of those guys are running keyboards. I'm almost certain of it. You can tell, because if they're not, they make mistakes. And it just happens. I made a couple of mistakes with this guy, and he was really easy. Brazil is very common, very easy, but I'm going to repair a drop cord over here. It's got a cord grip on it and four receptacles in it. I'm going to put a single one on it because I can't find the one that I was looking for over there tonight. And that thing with a big 4 11/16 square box is heavy, so I think I'll just change it over and put one Daniel Woodhead receptacle on it, and I'll have me a drop cord again. And it's 14 gauge. I got a lot of them out in the tin barn, but I don't want to go out there every time I want a drop cord.
You don't just toss it in the trash and go buy a new one. Isn't that what everybody else does?
600 volt type SO cable and 250-foot roll of that now is $168. Boy, you wouldn't believe the price on Romax. I looked at that. It used to be $65, $75 for a box of 12-2 with ground. Gee, money, I think it's $160 now or something like that. I'd have to look again.
It's going up. It takes more of those watered-down dollar bills to catch something nowadays.
When I was younger, they said the dollar was only worth about a quarter. I wonder what it's worth now. Pretty soon it's going to be like the money we used in the Philippines. And it took a lot of them.
Start going to the grocery store with a wheelbarrow full of them. You know we're in trouble.
No, I just seen, I don't know if I can hear them or not. Let me see if I can hear this. 25? See if I can see any of these on 10 meters. Usually 10 meters ain't open this time of night. I looked over there at QRZ, and gee, money, that contest started, and let me set the band scope up here where I can see them. Yeah, there's quite a few on there. What I see is all United States stations for the most part, and but there's it's CW, so... I never did mess around with 10 meters hardly any, and that was about the easiest band there was when I was younger. But tonight, everything on there looks to be U.S. stations, unless you're going with FD8.
Thank you, and you guys signed off yesterday. You were talking about your band scope. What radio do you have, and am I understanding correctly that you're running, it's got a way to project the band scope onto a computer, onto a monitor? It's not on the radio itself?
It uses a thing called a dongle, and I bought one. Indy7J bought a big new ICOM radio. It's the best one back in them days when he bought it, and he's got two of them, I think. And he didn't need it anymore, and he sold it to me for a nice price. And it's just a little bitty box. Otherwise, you're going to have a radio with an IF output on it, Shane, to my knowledge. I don't know about these new digital ones, you know. But this is a TS-590. And did I ever send you a picture of that band scope?
When I got it, I was assuming you just zoomed in on your radio. I didn't realize it was up on a monitor. That explains a lot, because I was like, he took a really close picture of his radio.
No, it's 27 inches. I don't know how tall it is. I guess about 15 or 20 inches. It's just a monitor I had on the computer. And it's an old computer, but it's a good one. It's an HP with an i7 in it, I think they call it. But it's got some problems. But as long as you're doing things on it, it seems like it runs fine. I put a solid-state drive in it, and that helped it a lot. But, oh, it works great. I wouldn't at all have it if it hadn't been for Bill helped me figure that out in 4IQ, because I'm not a computer-literate guy. You had to know quite a bit in order to get this going. But it's been very reliable, knock on wood. Once in a while, if they do an update on Windows, it'll foul things up, and I go back and check it and just set the parameters back. But it works really well, and I enjoy it because I can just go along there. If I see a blip, I just click on it, and the radio tunes to it, and then I listen to who it is.
Success. That's really handy, Tom. That would be nice. I don't have anything like that yet, but one day, still use my old 757 GX, and don't have enough time to. When I have time, it's to sit down and turn it on and try to look for, try to make a contact. But I'm gonna turn it to Dave, and I'm gonna be out of here because I'm almost where I'm going here in Spartanburg. But sorry, Dave. But if you want to talk to me, oh well, I'll talk to you later. KB2HXS in the group, and 4ZFK, 73.
All right, Shane, I just wanted to pop in and say you can't afford a new radio not working for the outfit you work for. My goodness. I'm using that older Kenwood TS-450 on low bands. They don't have a band scope. Tom?
Good night, Shane. You be careful out there. Yeah, I'm sure it isn't the best thing in the world. I like these 590s. I sold one to Bill down there at Hartwell, and he really loves it. He was just sitting here. I bought the upgraded one, the 590 SG. But I don't really see that, you know, it's got some features I like better. But if I bought another one, I think I'd go to the 890. But why would I, you know, Dave? There's a 10-meter contest on tonight, and there's blips all over the place. And usually there's nothing on 10 meters at night.
Yeah, I know. I was just talking to Jimmy Shaver, N4MMW, he was telling me 10 meters is hopping a little bit tonight, and I was just dialing around, and I caught somebody on 28-430, he's a little weak there, but yeah, you're right, usually 10 meters is not as good at night. Well, I just wanted to pop in and say good evening to you guys. I'm going to head back to my chair and chill out for the evening. I done checked into my 75-meter net, and I'm done.
I got to... I wanted to talk to Shane there a little bit, and I hate to do this, but Bernice brought me down some cherry cheesecake, Dave, so after that nice supper we had, I don't know if I can hold it or not, but I'm going to make a distinct effort for it. And take care, Dave, and talk to you later. Stop by any time and see my setup here. I'm happy with it. It's not the most expensive in the world or anything, but it works. Take care. I'll be clear. This is N0TR.
Oh, man. Cheesecake? Cherry cheesecake? Oh, goodness. You're killing me. Yeah, I'm like you. I've got two radios on my desk. I got a Kenwood TS-450 on one corner and my 2730 on the other. That's pretty much it for now. All right, have a good night, Tom. 73. N0TR KB2 HXS clear, gone, goodbye.